Well, we certainly know that no matter what it is in life, there's an app for that, right?
Absolutely. Always.
Yeah. And it continues to reach new levels, maybe things you've never heard of before.
Okay.
Yeah, and one of the places you learn about this, the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas.
Learn a lot there, I'm sure.
New parents will no longer have to check if their baby has a dirty diaper. There's now an app for that. Yeah.
Okay.
Pampers unveiled its Lumi device at the show in Vegas. It's a smart sensor that goes on the outside of the diaper and sends a notification when the baby needs changing.
What? Okay, seriously? Maybe you should just interact with your baby enough to know if they need their diaper changed. Just saying.
There is an app for that. Pampers says it lasts for 3 months and is good even after 1,000 diaper changes. But it's not cheap. It'll cost you $350.
Wow.
Why? You could just interact with your child and know if they need changing.
And here's the thing. Even if you're a technophile and you get one of those things, 1,000 diaper changes, it actually doesn't take too long to get there when you have a newborn.
Right.
Not really.
Not really. I suppose if you're worried about, like, the sitter or something, or, you know, whoever's watching your child to not check their diaper, but, yeah, just interact with your child.
Do you have other areas in your life where in terms you're going through that? Because I do as a driver with my insurance company going through this monitoring of my driving.
Oh, sure.
Oh, really?
Does it make you nervous?
Some have said it's a little big brotherish. I mean, I'm very good about seat buckling, but now I feel like I'm being monitored. Like, I don't know all the nths to which it goes. And so...
You haven't felt this uptight since you actually were sitting with the driving instructor trying to
pass the
test.
I feel like he's
test.
With me now all the time. And, you know, and then you
funny.
Compete with your spouse to see who's saving more
who's
on insurance.
Saving?
There you go.
Yeah.
Oh, and usually the ladies obviously are saving more.
In fact, my driver's test, I lost a point in the parking lot.
Wow. Oh, what did you do in the parking lot?
I couldn't hear what she was telling me. And so I was supposed to be checking like the lights and things like that. And I couldn't hear her. And she was like... You could have impressed me a little bit more in the parking lot. That's how she talked, too, because she was a heavy smoker.
Words your driver, words you hear during your driving test stay with you forever. I'm 55. I still remember almost 40 years ago, my driver, I passed the first time,
me too.
It was just like, look behind when you're going back. You know, and I certainly was to some extent, but to whatever degree, it was like further and fuller. It stays with you.
I hesitated at one turn on a boulevard in Rice Lake, and she's like, I could tell you a dozen of your friends have failed their driver's test for the same reason. If someone had come up behind us and you'd made them wait, I would have failed you. And it's like, well, they didn't, so can I have my license?
Who are these people who give the driving test, right? It seems there's
a
certain...
On the positive side, God bless them for putting themselves in harm's way with tons of 16-year-olds who
don't really know
what they're doing.
I hear you.
Yeah, it's all good. If you're taking your test this week or today, you know, good luck. Be safe. Mm-hmm. Pay attention to the details.
Don't go over the speed limit.
To eat hot dogs every single meal. Then I got scurvy.
That sounds pretty real.
I used to eat tacos every single day. But then I had a pizza slice and it blew me
away.
All right,
here it comes, here it comes.
Here it is, are you ready?
All I eat is pizza.
I'm not going to sing it because I won't
have
to sing it.
All I eat is pizza.
The Wiggles or what?
No, this
all
is
the Spooky Kangaroo. Yes, hailing from St. Mary's University in Winona, Minnesota.
Huh.
So, cheese on your fingers, but when's the last time you had cheese from your pizza stuck to the inside of the lid of the box? Not very often, right?
No,
it doesn't really happen.
It's a little thing.
Who do we have to thank? Carmela Vitale of Dix Hills, New York. 1985, 35 years ago this February, she came up with the brilliant idea of... The Pizza Saver, better known as a dollhouse table for generations of young boys and girls.
Absolutely.
She saw a plastic divider as a way of preventing the tops of pizza boxes from bowing inward and pressing against the top of the pizza, which can happen when steam from the hot pizza pie weakens the cardboard. As a result, of course, you get a fusion between cheese and cardboard, which is not what you were hoping.
Not as good. Not as desirable.
She opted for the three-legged Pizza Saver to keep the box top raised and to minimize damage. However... She never produced it in great quantities herself.
Oh, no.
Really?
She let major plastics manufacturers roll them out little as a cent a piece. After her patent expired in 1993, anybody could make them. But the next time you are ordering the extra most bestest pepperoni or what have you, try to remember the woman who made a cheesy box top a thing of the past. Thank you, Carmela.
Speaking of pizza, it's actually National Pizza Week.
Yes. Celebrate.
The big debate, apparently, is kiwi appropriate topping or not. This is kind of, you know, continuing on the pineapple discussion.
I've not tried it. I don't feel that I should really weigh in until I try it. However, that's an odd one.
Is it something that you would add to a Hawaiian pizza, or is this a completely
different kind? No, I think it's separate. I mean, for people, Canadian bacon and pineapple, the way to go, right?
Yeah.
And so, you know, people they say, it shouldn't be on. So I've never tried kiwi, but I like pineapple on it, so.
I think if you know, like the baking process would make it, you know, a little delicious.
No, I mean, I like kiwi in general.
On a dessert pizza, for sure.
Oh, sure, yeah.
You like kiwi in general?
Oh, I love kiwi in general. Although my husband considers kiwi pretentious. That's how he describes
kiwis. Really? I would say kumquats are more pretentious than kiwi.
Yeah, I don't know what his issue is with kiwi.
What's it, what is
I have no idea. When he met me, he had never even heard of a kiwi. And so I put kiwi in a...
What?
I put kiwi in a fruit salad, and it was called pretentious.
What
and
is
I'm like,
the
you
most
don't
pretentious
even eat fruit?
Star fruits sometimes seem a little full of themselves.
A dragon fruit. I think they're just overly fancy.
Yeah.
Wow, I've never thought of any fruit as being pretentious. I've got to just go get a quiet moment, I think.
It's 2020. We can shame anything these days.
Oh, all right. So let us know what you think. Does kiwi belong on pizza or not? 715-396-1670.
Well, some people are risk takers, big time. And one of them is Nick Walenda. He is a daredevil high wire walker. And on yesterday's Good Morning America, Robin Roberts asked him, what's next?
Well, on March 4th, right here live on ABC, I'm going to become the first person in the world to walk a wire directly over an active volcano.
Now, understand.
Over an active, not just a volcano crater, an active volcano?
An active volcano. Yeah, you got to outdo yourself, right?
What?
All right, so understandably, ABC's Robin Roberts was like, say what, dude?
That's right, an active volcano. It has been a dream of mine for a long time. And of course, I live my life about trying to inspire
others. Right, right.
And in order to do that, I have to push myself beyond my comfort zone. And that's what I'm doing.
And what particular volcano?
It is a volcano in Nicaragua. It is called Masaya Volcano. And the reason why I chose that volcano was because as I searched for volcanoes all across the globe, this one was one of the very few that has an active lava lake. Although, as we know from the news as of late, more and more are becoming active.
What in the world?
Who dreams that way?
Yeah.
Oh, I want to be an astronaut. I want to be in the NFL. I want to walk over a volcano.
So obviously, Nick, this is very dangerous.
It's immense. It is everything that I've ever done times 10. So in Niagara Falls, I faced the blinding mist of the falls themselves and the intimidating roar of the falls. Well, I'm facing gases, sulfuric gases that are so thick that you can't breathe through them. So part of my training is training with a gas mask. As you can see there, you can't even see the other side. So part of my training is training blindfolded because there is a great chance that I won't be able to see. In fact, on the set, we will have infrared cameras in case you can't see me with the naked eye during that walk.
Some people are born to be risk takers, and I just sit in the same seat in church every Sunday.
Are there precautions Nick Walenda has to take on this?
You mean other than the gas mask and the infrared?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, absolutely. So training for distance. This is not only over a volcano, but it is the longest walk I've ever attempted. It is the highest walk, higher than One World Trade Center, the tallest skyscraper in New York City. So this is truly the greatest challenge that I have ever faced. So
what is wrong with him?
One step after another, right? One step. What's his life insurance? How do you know, what do you pay life insurance on that?
Wasn't there some Disney song, put one foot in front of the other? What? No. I don't think I could even watch it.
Amazing Walendas. He's one of them.
Wow.
He's 40 years old, going to be turning 41 January 24th. January 24th, I was going to say after that. We don't really know.
Wow.
Wow.
I'm kind of surprised. This is not during TV Sweeps Month. It's not a February. It's March. So.
Huh. All right.
It'll be a ratings draw.
Best of luck to you.
Good thing he knows the Lord.
Man.
Yeah.
Well, you know that song from Nicole C. Mullen about 365, and so many times you hear it batted around. It's like, 24-7, 365.
Yeah.
Well, a guy named Dan from Utah learned the hard way that 24-7 actually sometimes is just a figure of speech. He's a fitness buff, as a lot of us are in January each year.
Right.
And he just finished his regular laps in the swimming pool at his local 24-hour fitness gym, and it was after midnight on Saturday.
That's the name of the gym, 24-hour
fitness. 24-hour fitness. in Sandy, Utah.
Okay.
And so he just finished his laps, and it got to be after midnight. He realized, nope, not exactly 24-hour fitness, because he got locked in.
Seriously?
The gym, he found out, recently adjusted its hours to close between midnight and 4 a.m.
Well, that's not really 24
hours.
That's
a 20-hour fitness, my math tells me.
What did the poor guy do?
He did what any gym rat worth his weight and sweat would do in this predicament. He shared the experience on Facebook.
Nice.
He wrote early Sunday morning, "I am literally locked inside 24-hour fitness right now. I called the police. They said they'd call me back. I called my wife. She said, find a comfortable place to sleep."
Oh, my goodness.
He waited 2 hours for police to rescue him.
What goes on? What if there was a fire?
He plans to remain a member of the gym.
There had to have been a fire exit.
You would hope.
So you push the little bar and the alarm sounds. Big deal.
Now, I do believe because, again, they were 24-hour fitness and now they're saying, okay, so we're closed between midnight and 4 a.m. Well, now they're saying it.
Yeah.
He now carries a sign when he's swimming laps in the pool because obviously employees left and locked up behind them. He now has a big sign that says, "I'm here," that he leaves next to the pool so it won't happen again.
Yeah, I can't blame him there. Whoa, I can't believe you. What about the employees? Shouldn't they be doing like a sweep of the facility?
Did anybody check the pool?
That seems an oversight.
I don't know.
All right.
Hopefully he got, you know, really swole in those 2 hours, which is like, might as well just do push-ups.
Right, yeah. I would take a nap.
Hey, this is Caleb from the WIB Wake Up Show. Thanks so much for taking a listen to this. You can catch the show live weekday mornings 5:30 to 9 a.m. on 103.7 FM out of Eau Claire, 94.3 FM in Wausau, 93.5 in Marshfield, 93.7 FM in La Crosse, and anywhere at WWIB.com or via the TuneIn Radio app or your Amazon Alexa and Google Home devices.